Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas. The Detroit City Football Club is in its third year as part of the USL Championship. This league is the second division of professional soccer in America. This 2024 season is so far the team's best start since joining the USL Championship, and Trevor James, the sporting director for the Detroit City Football Club, also known as Detroit City FC, is on the other end of the line to talk more about Detroit's very popular soccer league. Welcome to the show, Trevor.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I want you just to talk to our listeners first about Detroit's soccer league. I mean, it's pretty amazing, pretty interesting that we have a team here, and I know it's hugely popular. A lot of people go, but other people don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's, as you say, it's extremely popular with the fan base and obviously people who follow the game. But it's come such a long way in such a short time. So it's got to have a little bit of time for people to catch up, I think. So, you know, the club has been going 11 years now. So, and we've jumped up the leagues as the seasons have gone on. And we are now, as you mentioned, in the second tier of soccer in the United States. And obviously pushing to get finish as high as we can in that tier. But it's we say it's the fifth sport in the
yes,
in the city, because obviously there's the big four, and we're pushing to try to get into that conversation. And it'll take us a few more years to get there, I'm sure, but obviously our fan base and the popularity of coming to the games and the events, as you say, because the games have turned into events, really. It's grown in leaps and bounds.
Trevor, how did you get involved with this team? Give us a little background about yourself.
Okay, well, I've been in the game probably all my life as a player and as a coach, and I was brought in 2019, I was brought to the club to head coach and general manager of the team, as we were an amateur team with aspirations of turning into the pros and going professional. So I've had a fair career in professional games. So I was brought in to take the team from the amateur ranks into the professional ranks, as the head coach, and I did that for 5 years, and we, obviously worked our way to the USL Championship, and our first 2 years in the USL Championship, as I said, we've only had 2 years in there, and our first 2 years were both very successful, as far as reaching the playoffs and beating the number one seeds and fighting above our weight, really. So that's what brought me to the club, and as I said, as the club has developed and grown, then my role got more to do with overseeing a lot of aspects for the club. So it was thought that I should move to the sporting director role, and we brought in a new head coach.
Oh, that's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about this 2024 team. Sounds like these players are pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've done extremely well. I mean, when we first went to the USL Championship, it was, I sort of said that it was a big jump for us, and it would take a 3 to 5 year plan to get us into a position where we could challenge and hold our own against the top teams. And as I said, we're now into year three, and so a lot of our players are still returning from the first year, so they're still with us. So we're still starting at least 9 of the players that played last year and the year before. And they've just developed, and improved greatly over the 2 years' experience they've had in the league. So that's been great. And then we've added some new additions, and they've hit the ground running, and really, given us a lot more than we probably expected this early. So great start to the season. As I said, 5 league games in and an Open Cup win, so 6 wins out of 6, so that couldn't get any better.
Where are the players from? Are they from around the United States, around the world?
Yeah, they're from around the world. We have players from South Africa, Senegal, England. I'm trying to think, Canada. You know, obviously United States. So yeah, it's sprinkled Ghanaian. We have a Ghanaian striker. So it's open, and we scout worldwide. You know, to see if we can improve and bring better quality players into the club. So yeah, and with the fan base that we have, and obviously the reach we have in social media, and obviously our games are televised all over the place. So you know, it's fairly much known around the world now as one of the clubs to want to be at. So it's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. How did they like living and playing in the Detroit area?
Yeah, they enjoy it. I mean, I would say I don't think I've had anybody who's not been happy with living in Detroit. They enjoy, you know, as I said, it's a sports town, so they enjoy the other sports, and they live close to downtown. So the majority of them live close to downtown. So it's they enjoy the other sports and other events which are going on within the city, and they seem to be very happy with it.
Now, I will confess, Trevor James, that I have never been to a game. However, I have someone here at the radio station, Ron Smirigan. He's the head of our promotions department. He is a huge soccer fan, especially for the Detroit City FC. He tells me all about this, and he describes kind of like a gigantic event for these games. Can you describe this for us, too?
Yeah, it's hard to, because I've tried to do this before, you know, many times, but it's very, you know, it is an event, you know, it's more than a soccer game. I think most people, once they come to a game, they do get hooked, if you like, and have to come back. You know, there's the supporters lay out a great event, a great atmosphere. You're very close, and it's unlike a lot of professional soccer stadiums, that you're very close at Keyworth. You're very close to the fans. You're very close to the sidelines, so you're very close to the players. So it's very intimate. The fan base, obviously, non-stop singing songs, banging drums, smoke, you know, letting off smoke. You know, with every time there's an event, there's smoke being let off. So, it does turn into a bit of a carnival. Obviously, there's you know, food trucks and obviously autograph sessions and that. So it certainly includes the public as much as possible.
It's called Keyworth Stadium in Hamtramck, correct?
Correct.
These games would bring a great deal of economic impact to Hamtramck when you guys play.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, I mean, familiar with Hamtramck. It's a very, residential area, and the stadium is sort of like tucked in right between residential properties. So you drive or you walk, you know, through the streets, and then suddenly there's Keyworth Stadium there. So yeah, but you're right to say that the local businesses and certainly get a boost on game days, and they tend to march from the shopping area. So a lot of the stores get a fair bit of business on game days before the fans walk into the stadium. So, yeah, it must bring quite a bit in, I imagine, to the city.
Absolutely. Trevor James, we are talking to the sporting director for the Detroit City FC, the football club. And, Trevor, you're a former player. You're now the sporting director. Talk to us about the popularity of soccer in the United States. I think it's getting more and more popular, or it seems to be.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I think it is. As I said, every time there's a major event, a World Cup or a championship that comes, to the country, and obviously the World Cup is the next World Cup, will be held in the U.S. and shared with the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. And when you have those events, it obviously heightens everything. So I would imagine it is, I would say, I agree with you, it is very, very popular now. And certainly, the attendances of games, attendances of our games, we get 7,000, 8,000 people watch our game. you know, on a weekly, on a nightly basis. So with that and the tennis is in the women's games, you know, we've got a women's team which attracts a good crowd. So it's great that everybody is being elevated. And with the World Cup coming, I think it's only going to kick on again from there, and it'll be even bigger after the World Cup.
And you know, you've got so many little kids that play soccer. Your team has to be inspirational for them.
Yeah, it's great. You know, we do so much with the youth, you know, as far as for the youth program and city, you know, within the city, and we fund that. And obviously with our games, we make the players very accessible to the fans and to the youth, and you know, with autograph tables and autograph sessions, and they do a lot of appearances where they go to schools and answer a lot of difficult questions from the kids. But we do a lot in the youth community, and obviously that's a big part of where we want to do.
Trevor James, sporting director for the Detroit City Football Club, known as the Detroit City FC. Thank you so much for joining us today to talk about Detroit soccer team.
It's been a pleasure. Anytime.
Coming up next, the draft in Detroit is over, but the impact of this great event will live on for a long time. We'll explain why right after these messages.